This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Vietnamese health minister has discovered a new coronavirus variant that's a hybrid of strains first found in India and the UK. Scientists examined the genetic makeup of the virus that had infected some recent patients and found the new version of the virus. Lab tests suggest it might spread more easily than other versions. Viruses often develop small genetic changes as they reproduce, and new variants of the coronavirus have been seen almost since it was first detected in China in late 2019. The World Health Organization has listed four global variants of concern, the two first found in the UK and India, plus ones identified in South Africa and Brazil. Vietnam was initially a standout success in battling the virus. In early May, it had recorded just over 3,100 confirmed cases and 35 deaths since the start of the pandemic. Thousands of Brazilians took to the streets of Sao Paulo on Saturday to protest against the country's president, Jair Bolsonaro. Chanting and holding signs, protesters marched from Paulista Avenue to downtown, calling for the impeachment of Bolsonaro and criticizing how he's handling the coronavirus pandemic. And so far, more than 460,000 people in Brazil have died as a result of the virus. The protest was formed by different social movements, including left-wing parties and unions. There were also calls from other demonstrations or demonstrators for further rights for Black, Indigenous people and women in the country. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Democratic Republic of Congo's president said Saturday that the situation is under control after his government mistakenly announced another volcano had erupted. That's what he told a news conference a week after the Mount Nyiragongo roared back into life, causing devastation, and it sparked a mass exodus. Around 400,000 residents have evacuated the eastern city of Goma after a week of rolling aftershocks following the eruption of Africa's most active volcano. At least four people, including two university lecturers, were killed and several others were wounded when a roadside bomb struck their bus north of the Afghan capital Saturday. The incident occurred when the bus they were traveling in was hit by an explosive device on the road in the city and near the Parwan province, according to an Afghan Interior Ministry spokesman. Roadside bombs, small magnetic bombs attached under vehicles, and other attacks have targeted members of security forces, judges, government officials, society activists, and journalists in recent months in Afghanistan. A former Army Green Beret sentenced to more than 15 years in prison for spying for Russia has filed paperwork seeking to withdraw his guilty plea. Peter Debbins of Gainesville, Virginia, filed the handwritten motion earlier this week from his jail cell in Alexandria, Virginia. He gave no reason for doing so, but the filing came less than 2 weeks after he was sentenced to 188 months in prison for violating the Federal Espionage Act. The sentence he received was significantly longer than the 5-year term his lawyer had requested. Prosecutors say Debbins has no basis for withdrawing his plea, and Debbins' own attorney filed papers seeking to negate his motion. UK newspapers have reported that Prime Minister Boris Johnson and his fiancée, Carrie Simmons, married Saturday in a small private ceremony in London. The Mail on Sunday and The Sun said the couple wed at the Roman Catholic Westminster Cathedral in front of a small group of friends and family. Johnson's office declined to comment. Under current coronavirus restrictions in England, weddings can be attended by a maximum of 30 people. Johnson, who was 56, and 33-year-old Simmons announced their engagement in February of 2020 and have a son together, 1-year-old Wilfred. The marriage would be Simmons' first and Johnson's third. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hello, I am Heather Maxwell, and this is Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America. I'm broadcasting today from VOA Home Studios. It is so great to be back with you again today. I've got an amazing show for you. The playlist features awesome tunes from 9 different countries. Nigeria, Uganda, South Africa, Democratic Republic of Congo, Cote d'Ivoire, Mali, Morocco, and Ghana. It's a great mix of Afrobeats, indie pop, amapiano, desert blues, and Afropop. How did the 2 Afro-European contestants stack up in the Eurovision Song Contest 2021? I'll tell you. And joining me to talk about one of them, Eden Alena from Israel, is VOA's Salem Solomon. Now, that comes at 4:15, followed by more great music. And then at 5:30, I've got a vintage tune from the Music Time in Africa archives. Now, the archives cover all of Music Time in Africa radio shows since 1965. And this tune is from 1989, Liberia, by the one and only living legend of African song, Niata Fambule. Finally, we are going to spend some time in Malawi today with singer Ketura. Lilongwe-based reporter Joab Frank Chakaza speaks with the artist about her song Mundi Tengeleko. And we listen to it together and just enjoy her beautiful vibe there from the warm heart of Africa. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. I'm starting us off with a trio of the continent's hottest current dance tunes. In first order, out of Lagos, is Dansina by Yemi Alade. By Yemi Alade, leading us out of the gate on Music Time in Africa. Hey everyone, this is Heather Maxwell, and this next dance tune's got a more easygoing tempo, but it still busts out the moves. From Kampala, here is Bless by the everlasting Papa Eddie Kenzo.
Sancho, get them up, come a tongue and a soup. Cocoa, come a child, cocoa, then tell me. Man, you come, come up, walk it, then the back. Busy, we can say no to it, this summer before. I feel blessed.
mungu songa na gembalo jabulo ja ense nimida ba imiri de Every to be married. I feel blessed, I feel blessed. Oh yeah, I feel nice, I feel nice today. I feel blessed, I feel blessed. I feel nice, I feel nice today. No matter what they say, it's a history. Hey, hey, hey. So why do we return down some story?
Hello, everyone. That was Eddie Kenzo with Blessed out of Kampala, Uganda.
You're inside Music Time in Africa.
Okay, so here is our third new dance hit from the continent. After which, I'm going to slow us down just a bit with more music and music news regarding that 2021 Eurovision Song Contest. This is South Africa's Shoma Josie with another incredible jam, Jamani.
All right.
Hello, guys. So you all remember Magic System, right? From Abidjan, Côte d'Ivoire? Well, these guys just released a new single featuring Congolese singer extraordinaire Fally Ipupa. The song, entitled Molo Molo, which is sung in French and Lingala, encourages everyone to keep trying, keep pushing forward. Don't sit around and wait for good things in life to happen. Molo Molo, a 2021 single by Magic System featuring Fally Ipupa.
Watch Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
Now for music news. How did the two Afro-European artists who competed in this year's Eurovision Song Contest make out? The 65th edition of the competition came to an end May 22nd in Rotterdam, the Netherlands. This year's theme was open up. And the hope there was to bring people together, in a spirit of unity, especially during these difficult times, coronavirus especially. Now, two artists, Eden Alene and Toussaint Cheeza, competed. Neither won nor placed. However, both made it to the finals. This clip you're about to hear is a conversation that I had with fellow VOA journalist Salem Solomon, who was also following the contest. She is American and Eritrean. And this was during the time, or just after, we learned that Eden Alene had been announced one of the finalists. So here we are watching the official Eurovision 2021 music video of her song Set Me Free in a virtual meeting. So excited about the possibility of this young Ethiopian Israeli winning. Hi, Salem.
Hey, how's it going? Good to be here.
Feeling like in prison, looking for the reason. I don't want to say goodbye. Feels like tomorrow, everywhere that I go, babe, I'm gonna lose my mind.
Okay, Solomon, so what do you think about this song?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, Set Me Free is just so... it's so catchy.
Set me free. Feel my beating heart in perfect harmony.
This is not her first rodeo, and somebody was asking Erin what she wants to convey with this song, is that she felt like there was a lot of focus on her identity before, but now with the Set Me Free, the focus was on her musical talent. She is a powerhouse. Like, when you listen to the high notes she was, like, you know, belting out, that was amazing.
This is such an amazing video, and her live performances too just blow people away. And as you said, it's not her first time. She also took part in two of Israel's biggest talent shows. There was X Factor Israel and The Rising Star, and she won both, making her the only person to have done that in Israel. So she's made already history for her country on the music scene there. And last year, 2020 Eurovision was canceled, but she was supposed to be representing Israel last year with a different song, which is also beautiful, Fikir Libi.
Yeah, Fikir Libi. Fikir Libi. I think she brought in different languages in that song. And I think she explained it saying, you know, that that's because she's been exposed to different cultures because of music.
Once upon a time, I was looking for a sign.
And she basically coming out with her voice, with her beautiful voice, showing that Israel is a multicultural place with different people from her background as well. And so it says a lot about her, not just her talents, but her presence and her background. So
absolutely.
She's such a joy to watch, too. I was bawling out. Like, I saw her mother in one of her auditions, and I was getting emotional watching her mom and how proud she is, just, like, crushing with joy. I think anybody in a broader level can connect with her.
Thing too that is amazing about her is she's so tiny. She's thin as a rail, and yet she has this huge voice, a wide range, and a huge presence.
Speaking of a big voice, she was doing a cover for Beyonce's different music variations, and just like what you said, like really this very small physique, and then belting out this big voice, and people don't expect it, and you see them like getting goosebumps, like the judges, you know, reacting to it that way. You know, she's been enlisted in the military because of the way the system is. And when you think of her physically, it's just hard to imagine.
Salem, she was the lead vocalist of the Israeli Defense Forces band.
Yes!
And after her military service, she went to Tel Aviv, and that's where she started her music career. So she's one of our favorites. And even though she didn't win, we love her and her new album she's working on, and the world looks forward to listening to this. And I'll be sure to share some of her music in the future with our listeners and our viewers. Thanks, Salem. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Always a pleasure. I love your show. Keep doing what you're doing and keep up the good work. Miss you. Love you.
Thank you.
Harmony, don't let me down. Just set me free.
Music Time in Africa. Tune in online for the live stream, Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen, then choose VOA Africa.
All right, hello everyone. How are you all doing? This is Heather Maxwell. So Eurovision 2021 finalist Eden Elena of Israel didn't win, as you just heard in my conversation with VOA's Salem Solomon. It was the Italian rock band Maneskin that took first place. But there was also Toussaint Cheza, or Toussaint, another Afro-European singer who was also a finalist in the contest. Toussaint represented Sweden. His official song was Voices. Now, he was born in the Democratic Republic of Congo, but had to flee when he was 5 and then spent 3 years with his aunt in a refugee camp in Uganda and then finally settled in Sweden as a refugee with his aunt at age 8. Incredible story. Here's the song, Voices.
There's fire in the rain, but we'll get up again. We're 1,000 miles apart, but we'll overcome. I'll never let you down. Well, it's turning us around, but I feel it in my heart. Let's make a brand new start. Can't stop us now, forget the haters. Get up and live and make it matter. There's more to life, so go ahead and sing it out. Can you hear?
With Voices. I'm Heather Maxwell. Hello! This is Music Time in Africa, and now we've got two more great songs before reaching half past the hour, and that's going to take us back in time to 1989 Liberia with Miata Fambule. This is a brand new sound of veteran singer Dobe Nyaore of Côte d'Ivoire, and it features Yabonga Lova. The song's titled Lève-toi, Demain ça ira. They sing, come on, guys, get up. Tomorrow's a new dawn. It's gonna be okay. But you're never gonna get anywhere if you just keep sitting down with your arms crossed.
Même si c'est dur, comment, relève-toi. C'est Dieu qui est fort, tu vas y arriver, relève-toi. On n'a rien sans effort, relève-toi. Même dans tes moments de galère, relève-toi. Demain ça ira, demain ça ira. Demain ça va aller, lève-toi. Demain ça ira, demain ça ira. Demain ça va aller, lève-toi. Ya ya se. Katanga, comment, relève-toi.
On n'a rien sans effort, relève-toi.
Celui qui baisse les bras n'aura jamais de joie.
That was Dobe Nyahore with Lève-toi, track 2 off her new album, Couleur. Now to Morocco. Here's Playlist with his new single, Lili. Now, a certain Jawab Badri interpreted this song on YouTube in the comments section, and I read it, and here's what he says, and I quote, he sings to his beloved because she is in distress, and he addresses her and says, if you come back, I will give you the moon, not the rose. Hey, that was nice. Thanks, Jawad.
Jisbab ma folili, la chachi kulili, la bouji kalbi ikulili, sinif ma shakilili, fimshi jibanili, pesara chanchalili, hachi bodi kindilin, khalika ma kanbalili. Jisbab ma folili, la chachi kulili, la bouji kalbi ikulili, sinif ma shakilili. She chipanili, pesara chachalili, hashi poti kintili, khalika makan falili. Dara fashkilch, hamshi matahaksh, wakhatich, kulshi makchash, la jit nkshifli, tmashaki, mkin baik, tnishkchash.
مصيري ما كنحامش راسي معاش الوحدة وانغام ما نستاهل جوع ودخان مشيتي من بالي وخا ندمان بسببك حبي طاح في حياتي طفيتي الضوء لي كابينة تمشى كي نديرو نرجع الله جي سباب ما فولي لي لا شاتشي كل اللي لا بويتي قلبي يقول لي كسيني في مشاكل اللي في مشيتي باني اللي قصارة جالجالي اللي هاتشي بودي كنت اللي مخليك ما كان فالي اللي جي سباب ما فولي لي لا شاتشي كل اللي لا بويتي قلبي يقول لي كسيني في مشاكل اللي في مشيتي باني اللي قصارة جالجالي اللي هاتشي بودي كنت اللي مخليك ما كان فالي اللي شريليك القمر ماشي بوكيت أبغيتي ندوزو لي فاكونس بوكيت من ديما كنشباني سو كوتي كندرس وين دابا وليت فلاني سيموليكا ما بيبي ما بوتي عارف كاملين كانو كيسابوتي بسبابو مسالي سولو من ديلي بعدك كما بغيتو بنفس الطريقة بسبابك حبي طاح في حياتي طفيتي الضوء لي كابينة تمشاش كي نديرو نرجع الله جيز باب ما فولي لي لا شاتشي قولي لي لا بويتي قلبي يقولي كسيني في مشاكل لي في مشيتي باني لي قصارة جالجالي لي هاتشي بودي كنت لي خليك ما كان بالي لي جيز باب ما فولي لي لا شاتشي قولي لي لا بويتي قلبي يقولي كسيني في مشاكل لي في مشيتي باني لي قصارة جالجالي لي هاتشي بودي كنت لي
Hey, hey, this is Teta, and you're listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather.
All right, hello, everybody. I hope you're enjoying the show so far. Now, we are at the bottom of the hour, so as promised, I'm going to play a beautiful vintage tune for you by singer Miata Fambule. She is from Liberia. Now, the song is called Jebe. It's a modern rendition of a Vey folk song from her then brand new album called Just For You. Miata was and still is a remarkable artist and social activist. She has an incredible life story. Born in a family of diplomats, her dad was a politician and served as the ambassador to Sierra Leone. Her younger brother, a former Liberian foreign minister and national security advisor. But Miata struggled immensely to pursue her music career because her family didn't want that. But she persisted, and it paid off. Miata Fambule sings, and she arranges her own pieces. She's had a decades-long career that's taken her to work and to live all over the world, the U.S., the U.K., Kenya, other places. The most recent performance I saw of her was on YouTube, where she headlined at the Nobel Peace Prize concert in Norway in 2011. Now, Miata's first album was called Cocolico. It was released in 1979 and was an international hit, and she's really, really known for that song. But way before that, when Leo Sarkisian, this show's founder, and who first started broadcasting Music Time in Africa from Monrovia in 1965, actually met Miata there and recruited her to host this show between 1967 and 1968. I believe our archives, which you can access online for free at voanews.com/MTIA-archive, don't worry, I'll repeat that at the end of the show, has some recordings of this. It definitely has recordings of her songs, including this one, Jebe. right. That was this week's vintage tune, Jebe, from 1989 by the fabulous Niyata Fambule of Liberia.
Hi, this is Lira from South Africa, and you're listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
Hey, everyone. How y'all doing? This is Heather Maxwell, and we are now at the back half of the hour. Next up is Penda Jiga from Mali by Afel Bokum. And then we're going to go to Malawi for a short Q&A with vocalist Kitura and listen to one of her popular songs. And then, like we started out at the top of the hour, we're going to finish today's program with more amazing, upbeat, fun dance hits from Ghana and South Africa. So, to the Desert Blues. Now, Afel Bokum is the guitarist and singer and songwriter. It's never easy saying goodbye to a loved one, even harder when surviving an encounter with the police. That is what this song is about. He dedicated it to his friend's daughter. Her name is Penda. And it tells how while he was in Kulikoro, which is one of the regions in Mali, I've been to, it's a beautiful place, he was driving to Penda's engagement party when he got stopped by the police. They had an altercation. They even began to beat him. But thankfully, that was short-lived. Things died down, and the police finally let him go to continue on his way. So he did miss the engagement party, but made it to the airport in another city called Kabala just in time to see Penda before she left for Michigan in the USA. And that
That was the song Enda Jiga off of Afel Bokum's 2020 album Linde. Hey everybody, this is Heather and you are listening to Music Time in Africa, broadcasting from Voice of America home studios. Now it's time to meet Keturah. Reporter Joab from Chakaza from Lilongwe brings us the interview.
Hello, Heather, and welcome. Welcome to Malawi, where everything goes down. And when we talk about music, this is the place. Today, I want us to talk about a song by Keturah. Keturah is one of the leading Malawian female artists. And I want us to look at one of her songs. This is called Mundi Tengereko. We're privileged because she's right here with me.
Thank you so much for having me here.
Keturah, just tell me more about this song. I know you and I know what this song is about. But what is the song about for those who don't know Chichewa?
The song is about someone who is in the village and is asking his uncle to take him to town because, you know, there are so many talents here in Malawi, mostly in the villages. We have so many talents, you know. And when I was composing this song, I thought about those people who are there in the village, but they don't have anyone to expose their talents. So honestly,
okay,
because I myself have been in the village before. I'm talented, but you know, to be acknowledged, it was so hard, you know. Yeah, okay. I had to go through ups and downs order to get where I am, though I'm not still there.
Great, sure. And I'm sure you're going to be there. This is Mundi Tengereko Kutaone. That's the song from Keturah, a Malawian female artist. Fantastic. I like your work, and I just hope that you keep on doing what you're doing. Keep it African, keep it Malawian. Until next time, thank you so much, Keturah, for sparing time to talk to us today.
Thank you.
Ida, it's back to you.
All right. Thanks, Joab. And thank you, Keturah. Hello, hello. We are nearing the end of today's program. And as promised, I'm sending us out together with two fresh dance tunes, both released in May 2021. First is Ghana's Mr. Drew with Mood, followed by South Africa's Kamo Mfela with Nkulu Kulu.
If I don't get a go borrow anything for my baby, yo. She know they make a worry, yo. Naim, they give me body, yo. You show me love, I never know. You make my heart go ting-a-ling-a-ling. Me not go fit to let go. Girl, I wanna put it on, yo. Girl, you fire, me can't deny that. Many girl for me on, why you bother? Tell me who run you, mami water. I go be your Santa, na na de, na na de. Where you dey, there I go dey with you. Me and you be mood, na na de, na na de. Where you dey, there I go dey with you. I go dey with you. Me and you be mood. Now you put the sugar for my cocoa, girl. Call me on the phone and I'll be there. And baby I'll be there. You make a bad man want colo. I'm on my way. In a little traffic, but I won't be late. Can't wait to put it on ya. Anything I do it for ya. Girl, you fire. Me can't deny that. Many girl for me, I'm by you brother. Tell me who on you, mami water. I go be your Santa. Nah, nah, de, nah, nah, de. Where you dey?
Yeah.
right. And with that hot dance tune from South Africa by Kamo Mfela, it is time to sign off for this week. Thank you so much for joining me this weekend on Music Time in Africa. Also, a big thanks to Joab, Frank Chakaza, and Keturah for their great interview from Malawi. And also to Salem Solomon of VOA for joining me in that great conversation about Eurovision 2021 finalist Aiden and Lena. Now, if you're a fan of vintage Music Time in Africa, or you want to hear and read more about today's feature, Djebe by Miata Fembole, don't forget to check out our archives online at voanews.com/mtia-archive. Stay beautiful, Africa. Stay blessed. Join me back here next time.